מילה דוחה שבת, מכשירי מילה אינם דוחים שבת. מהר"ן אין שין נבר א' הלכה ה' says that while the ברית מילה itself pushes away שבת, but things that are preparations for the ברית מילה that could have been done from the day before are not דוחי שבת. Classic example, we would not allow a moher to carry the knife to the ברית מילה. Let him bring the knife from the day before to wherever the ברית מילה is going to be. You can't do the ברית מילה the day before, ביום השמיני ימות. But the מכשיר of the מילה, the preparation, like bringing the knife, could have been done before. Hachamim are very strict on this, and even in the rabbinical domain, like a Carmelite, they did not allow the mohel to carry the knife. Even though you could say, min haTorah you're allowed to carry in a Carmelite, and mitzvat mila is karet, doesn't matter. The rabbis protected their rabbinical domain, even at the expense of brit mila. However, Maran writes that we would allow the knife to be carried al yedei goy in the rabbinical domain for the purpose of the mitzvah of mila. Telling the goy is drabanan in the rabbinical domain that even if a Jew would carry in it would be drabanan. That's called shvut deshvut. And of course, in the face of a great mitzvah like brit mila bismana, so Maran was clearly matir that situation. The big question over here happens is, let's say we want to bring the baby to the Brit Milah. Happens a lot of times. The people, a young couple, they're living in an apartment, a small apartment. They cannot make the Brit Milah there properly. They want to make it in the synagogue where it's a big room. There's a lot of people. And the question is, there's no arrangements for them to sleep in the shul. Well, even if there is, it's difficult for them to sleep in the shul or to do these things. Is there a way to bring the baby to the shul on Shabbat? Well, the Mishnah Brura brings down from the Magen Abraham that there is a way that if you would tell the goy to take the baby, and if you hold that today we really don't have Reshut Arabim, or it's in a rabbinical domain, that's Mishnah Brura brings that from Magen Abraham. So therefore, if you hold like that, it's Shvut Neshvut, and you need to bring the baby to the shul. He's talking about not because of Biramam Hadrat Melech. He's saying because you cannot do the Brit Milah for some reason in the house. It won't be done. So we see this concept, however, that the Mishnah Brura is lenient with a Shvut to Shvut by carrying the baby for the purpose of the Milah. Hacham Avadya Alav HaShalom says that even if the milah can be done in the house, but it's better in the synagogue because more people, this is a sevara that is brought down by the poskim. Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down the sevara that Biruv Amadrat Melech is considered a tzorech mitzvah. And he says that there's a way to make even the Reshut Rabim the Rabbanan, according to some poskim at least, that when you go from Reshut Yachid, the house, to Reshut Yachid, the shul, even though there's a Reshut Rabim in the middle, but that's considered Reshut Yachid, to Reshut Yachid, Derech Reshut Rabim, that the Rashba, the Ritva, they hold that it's the Rabbanan, if you don't stop. So he says, Hakam Avadya, you can tell the goy, take the baby, he should pick up the baby so you don't make an akira. Let the goy take the baby and let him carry it to the shul, and tell him don't stop on the way. If he stops, he stops on his own, but you told him don't stop. He says, what are you using here? You have shvut, goy. Shvut, the way he's carrying it. And bimkom mitzvah of Birov Amadat Melech to do it in the synagogue. For that, the hacham allows it. I will add that you also have to remember, you also have the opinion of the Bala Itur that says that you don't need two shvuts, even one shvut. So you have over here already another throw-in, a sneef, even though we don't hold like the Bala Itur. But in the case over here, we have a safek sefeka, safek dalakaz like the Bala Itur. And even if you say Halakha is not like the Balai too, so make the Halakha like the opinion that this is a Dirabanan anyway, so you have two Dirabanans. So it's Chazil Esterufet to make this a little more easier to be Matir, to have the child be brought to the synagogue. It should be pointed out that Hakam Avodah prefers that you do Amira La Amira. If you can, you can tell one Goy to tell another Goy to dilute it even more. You don't tell the Goy directly. You tell the one Goy to tell the other Goy, so that already even makes it a little more cut watered down to allow the baby to get to the synagogue. That's the way the Hakam is posek. It should be pointed out that we are not discussing over here the second question, which still needs analysis, is that to get the baby back home. One thing would be clear, that if the mother is home, so then for sure we can be lenient to take the baby back with the goy, because the baby needs the mother. The Mishnah Brura writes that, that in cases where the mother is obviously nursing and the kid needs to eat, the Mishnah Brura clearly would hold that that would be a legitimate reason. The question would be, in the case where you don't have that scenario, where the mother is in the Bet Knesset with the baby, how would we get the baby home? Understanding that it would be a difficulty for all of them to stay in the synagogue for the rest of the day, so we have to keep that question in abeyance for now, but at least we have the heter to bring the child to the Bet Knesset al yedei goy with the method that the Hakam advised. Now, this is found in two places. Discussed in the Leviat Chen on the Mishnah Berurah and in Chazon Avadya, Shabbat Chelek Gimel.